Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
Don't look now, but it's back. Deflategate one more time. This is Archansky with Thursday Sports Notebook. More than ridiculous that the National Football League and Patriots quarterback Tom Brady are still fighting over alleged deflated footballs, the legal costs for what should have been a $25,000 fine at worst could exceed $20 million when the appeal hearings continue today in New York. Here's how it breaks down. The NFL has already paid infamous investigator Ted Wells $2.5 million to conduct the investigation and author the report that was trashed by just about everyone who read it. The league then paid an estimated double that amount, $5 million, for two additional law firms involved in the decision to suspend Brady and litigate the case. Costs for the NFL Players Association, which has defended Brady throughout, will be in the $5 million range before it's over. The NFLPA's main outside counsel have 9 lawyers in court today at the appeal. The law firm reportedly already billed the union $3.5 million from March 2014 through February 2015 for all its work. Taking into account another firm hired, as well as time devoted internally by the union, figure another $2 million has been spent. Plus, the Patriots themselves will spend at least $500,000, which includes a 20,000-word public rebuttal to the Wells report prepared by its outside counsel. And don't forget the $1 million the Pats have already paid for the original fine issued by the NFL. So that gets the total to more than $18 million. How does it rise to $20 million? There were some missing costs, such as paying a vendor for the thousands of pages of document production, as well as the cost for expert witnesses. And the costs will increase beyond today's outcome, because no matter what happens, either side is going to appeal. That the NFL won't give up after being dealt 2 losses proves it's no longer about Deflategate. Through Judge Richard Berman's decision to overturn Brady's 4-game suspension, the players' union gained the right to go outside the agreed arbitration in the collective bargaining agreement with the teams. If the NFL loses that right in the future, it's a major blow to its disciplinary measures. That's why Deflategate goes on when really no one cares anymore. Do you? This is Archansky. See you.